TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going down, people? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and it is Saturday, February the 9th, 2013. You're locked into a new episode of Pre-Game Radio. Thank you for joining. For all those, you know, New York, Jersey, we got hit with some snow, didn't we? But we made it. It's over. All well and good. But I think, you know, people was really decent to get to the gas station like it was another Sandy. It was crazy. We were kind of, you know, we were stuck, so, you know, I actually couldn't get back to the studio on time to start the show, so that's why we weren't here last night. But what's done is done. We here now. We here to get it popping. 347-857-4302. Hit me on Twitter, you know, at Brooklyn Black, pregame_radio. You know how it goes down, and we'll be right back.
Been all around the world. Been all around the world. Been all around the world.
came for the party to get naughty, get my rocks on, eat popcorn, watch you move your body till the pop's on. And I'm singing, ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Wop style, R&B, mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone, it's just the same old song.
It's just a freestyle, meanwhile we keep the beat kicking, sweat dripping, girlies in the limo, we in checking, oops, go get the grease on your pantyhose, I love you, Robo, move over, I gotta blow my nose, sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all of Slimmy, Slava Jimmy, time to get busy with a jenny, it's a 50-20, don't you know, there I go, there I go, there I go, but I don't go nowhere without my gym hat, what I'm rapping is if you stopping, then I'm stopping, cause I'm smarter than that, and then girly, maybe we can get along, cutie after cutie, it's just the same old song.
Yeah, Humpty Hump in the house, y'all. And you know what? It's the same old song. Microphone check, 1, 2.
Hey, yeah. You ready to get down, man?
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Hey, you ready to get this on?
Whatever, man.
You saying?
Whatever, man.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Check it, cool
beat.
Way out past a curfew, hard bumper commercial. We don't give a fuck when we smoke out in the land that's doped out.
Like that?
No doubt. I'm just born weed, I cop from the street. Get you open like butt cheeks from girls who be freaks. Hey yo, can I be SWB?
You the one, nigga.
Showgun, either one. I'm rolling with the 40 pack of niggas. Get my weed from Branson, cause this sack's bigger. Yo, give me that, nigga. When I clap, lyrically tap, combat, ferocious, causing comatosis to collapse. So cheeky eye, I see people waving on the map. I make it hotter than your thermostat. Form MCs with rough megahertz, so call me Funk Dr. Verbal Starburst. Lyrical expert, your boombox better form a union, cause I leave your circus overworked. Word by, niggas front like they want it. But I be in the 500 with these steadily.
Damn, nigga, you cool at what you spittin'. So why you holdin' the blunt so long, politicking?
I ate some blunts with the technician of electrician. I don't got a pot to pissin', but still spend my last on hydroglycerin. I keep it live, no jive, rollin' Dutchess, that's masters like the Furious Five. I keep your crew cheeky eye, but bitches actin' dull. Why not? Why we choke on it?
What's good, y'all? Been pregame ready, you know. I'll be jonesing when I get into my throwback mixes. You know what I'm saying? 347-857-4302. The late great Big Pun had a birthday this week. Of course, we're gonna pay our homage to the man. You know. And just, you know, like I said, you know, show respect to the man. You know, miss you, Pun. Happy birthday.
From the X side of things, forget inside my rings. Everything I want, I get by the beam. It's mine, I shine like money, that sound like Biggie. Ooh. Fuck around my town, boogie down my city. Come around, get pound, through the crown, no pity. Watch the sound, 4 pound, 20 round milli. Get smacked, silly, for coming out your mug. I'm known for bouncing thugs from the tunnel to the salsa clubs. Don't matter, put the chrome to your bladder, splatter your abs. Pissing in a plastic bag, that's a drag, now you're abnormal. But make me grab the rumble and put some motherfucking stabs on you. The night is young and I'm already fighting, hiding my gun. Promoter buggers screaming, who the fuck invited Pun? Don't let the liquor fool you, cause I'll stick it to you. Something sharp to the heart, or something big to move you. The desert or the shoddy, whatever, you the body that chose to be the dumb nigga at the party. Too much Bacardi started speaking dumb. Then you try to snuff Joe, must have been Puerto Rican rum. That's the hardcore, so use a sophomore. Takes years to earn a pair of Trevor Squad balls. So get lost and take one. Bones, I break them. Pigs, I bake them. So get fried if they come. You see that? I'm like G-Rap, Pac, Master P. All balled up with a twist. I'm Mark Anthony. Recognize me, I'm the one cocking the auto. Tony Sunshine, please, guns and El Coro.
This don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never hits. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Worried on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it did look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just want to be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, baby.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it with the day. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain. Tell me you're watching a change. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You ain't heard the cold fight. It's been a long time. Don't you see that long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 50. Threes in the air, I can see you are. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's a ride. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I think this don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe.
Pre-game radio, it's your man Booker Black. Hey, what's going on? How you living? All right, I guess whenever Ab is ready, we bring her back. But we definitely got to pop it. We have actually our first Canadian artist coming through later on. going by the name of Adamantle. He's also with his boy, The Seed. Apparently, there's some pretty dope artists coming out of the Great White North, so we're going to see what they're about, getting their head in, you know, see what's up, you know. And he made a pretty, well, I figure it was pretty boisterous claim that he's been compared to Guru, you know. I don't know, and I think it's a good thing else here, you know, because, like, we'll definitely check that out, and you guys stay tuned for that. 347-857-4302. All right, and hit you with this Flo Dilla joint, and a couple more after that, and we'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio. Matter of fact, keep going with another throwback.
But they got no show, so I'ma grab the mic, flip for trip, believe the sun. First shot the one that gives you the dark run. Mic check, I get paid to wreck the set. Get ready to check, cause I'm a threat to your fret. No holds barred, incomplete move fakers. That's the way the back of my control, I might take her. If she the grab, I'ma just a then slide. If she try to rip, I got my Smith on my side. Word to draw, here I come to make way. Rugged and raw, killing your set every day. Microphone check, 1, 2, here we go. And I'ma let you know, who's got the flow. My words like an automatic weapon. Sucker, keep stepping, cause I'ma let you know.
Let you know. cooling, man.
Chilling. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never, ever call and ask you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint.
Wu-Tang again?
Yeah, again and again.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the tip, I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like they've been careful. What next? Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal. The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, go flip on the next man. Cause I'll grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a cat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a suit? Enough respect due to the 1-6-2. I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blunt make me
Ooh, grab my nut, get school. Ow, here comes my style, let's down. True, B, S, B, B, Y, U. Do my crew with the
Chilling, how are you, man?
I'm trying to figure out why Christopher Rios's family is doing a reality show. Big Pun been dead how many years now?
Over 10.
Yo, that's just really disgusting and fucked up. You know, still trying to get paid off of this man. He's dead, y'all. Let that shit go. A reality show of all disrespecting people fucking do.
They need the money.
So get a job. You know what I mean? Get a job. Maybe all of those records he wrote, y'all should have made sure when he signed his contract he had some publishing or something, so he could have still, you know, you could have still been getting royalties every time they play his shit or whatever. But come on, a reality show, y'all. I think that's just very I just think it's disrespectful and it's in poor taste. And if that's the case, then they might as well come out with a Life After Aaliyah or some shit like that for Aaliyah's family. And she been dead how many years? Over 10.
Yo.
Come on, man. That's just fucked up. Yo, I couldn't even enjoy when you just played this record. I couldn't even enjoy it because I instantly thought about the family and how they're doing this reality show. Oh, man. I can't right now. Yeah. But other than that, that was good.
Yo, but I'm saying I played that Kendrick Lamar for you, though.
Actually, you're going to have to play it for me again. I don't know. You have to play it for me again.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have, we got a guest artist tonight from Canada.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, and in his press kit, he said he's been compared to Guru.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, you know, I haven't heard the track show, so, you know, I don't know. But we'll definitely be the judge of that, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this on air amongst all our listeners listening in through iTunes, through the link, those who are in the call queue. Shout out to Ab. She predicted the Baltimore Ravens would win the Super Bowl. And they did. So.
Thank you.
Peter, so.
Bless you.
Shout out to Ab. She called it. And she ain't watching not one game this season.
That's because
when it comes to sports, she won't watch a single game, but she'll tell you who win the big one. She predicted that when the Rocket come back, he'll win the belt. The Rock came back and won the belt.
Of course. I mean, it just couldn't have come all the way.
So I'll tell you, if people were smart, they would ask Ab for the sports outcomes and make bets off of that. Give Ab a cut of that, you know, everybody wins, I'm telling you.
Shout out to Baltimore Sign. How you doing?
Yeah, he just released a project, Be More to France.
Yeah, definitely.
It's everywhere. Go pick that up. Production by Kino Beats in France.
Uh-huh.
You know. So that's definitely a good look for him.
No doubt.
And tomorrow there will be a Music We Trust concert. It's not a showcase, but this is actual concert going down to Amarachi Lounge on Franklin Avenue in Brooklyn, featuring Buck Rogers, Sparrow, H-Squared, and like 10 other acts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be crazy tomorrow night.
Okay.
Weather permitted.
All right. Well, I mean, it wasn't as bad as it was made out to be. Like, this was going to be some type of shit where we woke up and the Empire State Building was frozen solid or something like that. I mean, you know, that's how people was out there. Like, and I understand the necessity of being prepared, because that is basically that is a determining factor in your survival of any situation, is to be prepared. So I understand going out and maybe picking up a cup of groceries, but I mean, people were, you know, cupboards were bare, store shelves were bare, and it was like, we're not in danger of not being able to get food supplies or anything. It's just saying that we're going to get a couple of inches of snow. And, I mean, it's not anything. I've seen worse, actually.
Yeah.
I've seen back-to-back.
We've been worse.
That have, you know, what, 2 years ago, right? The snow was up to our waist.
Yeah.
It was deep. Oh, that was crazy, right? It was like the apocalypse. It was cars in the middle of the street. It was ridiculous. But, I mean, you know, even after a couple of days, that was, you know, that situation worked itself out. And I can't help but think that, you know, they test us. They test to see our preparedness. They test to see how people are going to respond and how they're going to react. And I can't help but think that this is just some big fucking experiment to see just how New York will respond, or all these different states will respond when we have these so-called natural weather phenomenons going on. If you ask me, it's just plain winter. We needed snow. You know, we didn't get snow last year. Remember, it didn't snow. It snowed once, and it was a light dusting, and the next day it was gone because the sun melted it because it was so warm out. So, I mean, you know, it's winter. This is what it's supposed to be. But wait a minute. Didn't the groundhog, like, not see his shadow or something like that?
Yeah, I was telling you the truth. I forgot that Groundhog Day passed or whatever.
And let me ask you something else. In all honesty, son, I have no idea exactly how many inches of snow did we get.
Yo, like I said, I can't tell you.
Oh, that's bad. We are not up on such simple current events as the weather. All right, we're going to have to do some investigating on the next musical.
We'll definitely work that out. But we're going to take a quick one, and we'll be right back. I'm going to make sure our guest is ready to do this damn thing. But since we're talking about Baltimore, son, we're going to play a new joint off that B-More the Ferris project. This is Learn Today, produced by Keno Beats. And shout out to Lord Baltimore also. You know, that's why it's Lord Baltimore and Baltimore. So, you know, you got to separate and just say Baltimore. Both niggas be like, hey. But Learn Today, and we'll be right back.
Oh! Keno, you did it again!
So I stay finessing, the mics I be blessing. Bars could be charged for a weapon possession. Knowledge acquired without a college direction. It's not my profession, I'm just the best at reaching people, speaking on beats and teaching lessons. This ain't simple English or basic math. Stay on path or crash with your basic ass. That wasted trash you spit it, don't make me mad. It's sad, the days of swag, I can't wait to pass. Whatever happened to perfecting your craft and making it last? Now they ain't trying to rap if it ain't making cash. Remember when you used to have real skills to spit? Now it's all about swag, real skills assistant. Who spilled the F or who killed the fifth? Man, Joe already told us who killed this ish. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot. Sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip-hop. Realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip-hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, hey, will I show them the way? Surely, the youth taking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today. The sun is here to free rap, and I ain't watching BET till they bring AJ and Free back. The spot where the hip-hop is that fiend rap. We need that takeover, and I mean that. Hip-hop is on life support. It seems that I seen that green line on the machine. leaving peace when they started to beef. These mean Baltimore streets is where it started for me. Now shining over negativity's a part of my speech, part of my reach. I've been around the world knee deep, put my soul on the road and my heart in the beat. MTV gave us a listen, I should call it a beast. Man, I sever artery before I honor week. Wanna be MC, tight jeans, feminine stature, whack rappers, bring back the backpackers. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot, sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip hop. Realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, hey, will I show them the way? Surely, the youth taking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today.
Hold on.
About that song, man, the dude's French accent at the end. What's up, son?
I definitely like that. And that's what I was thinking, as the song was playing. I'm like, is he gonna fuck it up and come with the French? You know what I'm saying? Come with the French on the record. I like that shit, especially you know, they gonna learn today. That shit is smooth right there. I like that.
Yeah, but of course, our guest at this time is in the building.
All right.
Adamantle, what's good, man?
Hey, yo, what's going on, man? How you doing? It's Adamantle here from KW Ontario near Toronto, Canada. I'm here with my partner, Cam C. Watson.
Hey, what's up, man? All right, what's going on? All right, so we got Adamantle, coming from Canada, Great White North. So, how long have you guys been working together?
Well, me and him been working together for years, actually. But I've been doing this for about a decade now, and you know, I had to take some time off, take some care of business. But just in the last year or so, I'm coming back. I'm coming back strong. It's the right time. And Cam and I together, man, we make magic when we get in the studio. Like we knock out like 3-4 tracks in a night. He comes with the guitar. I'm a mean pianist, and I make production over keyboards and samples, and I got so many beats. Like, I'm sitting on top of about probably 200 beats, as well as 2 to 3 albums worth of finished material, and I'm about to come unleash and let the world know what's going down, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so what were some of your influences? Like, you said you were mostly a pianist, so how did you go from tickling the ivories to making beats and being a hip-hop artist?
To be honest with you, it was way back in the day, like when I was in like grade 7, 8, I started playing piano because I wanted to attract the honeys, you know what I'm saying? That was where it all starts. And as I started to learn piano, like I played by ear, I can't read music. I just, you know, I fell in love with rap music in my high school days, and I just loved it, so I just started to adapt what I was doing to that. And when I was like 16, I got my first keyboard, and I started recording over MIDI, and boom, I just started blasting off. So now I got all this shit on lock. I'm like so ready to let the world know what's going down, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so you said you fell in love during your high school days. What artists were you listening to?
Back in high school, I would say EPMD, Wu-Tang Clan, Onyx, Cypress Hill. But my favorite artist, to be honest, like my most influential, would be Talib Kweli, Common, Cannabis, and Classified.
Wow, that's a real heavy list right there.
Oh yeah, baby, I'm a hip hop head. Like even in my song "Starving Artist," I talk about it. Like I say, yo, it's all about the love of my heart, not the money. It's always been that way from the start, so take it from me that the best artists are those that do it for free, but only sell to keep moving their beats for the public who love it, who benefit from it, who scramble for a chance to keep the hot shit coming from the oven so the culture can live on forever, so we can keep bumping till dawn, until we're dead and gone.
Dude, I don't think I played a song now.
Yeah, I don't mean to spoil all the lyrics.
all good. But, yeah, that's just a real heavy list there. And he didn't, you didn't bring the commercials like, Jay-Z, man, it wasn't none of that. Like, you came with some real heavy people. And in my book, those are the people that was highly, highly slept on.
Oh, dude, man. I'm a producer first, an MC second, although, I consider myself a very strong MC. But, man, I made beats long before I made lyrics. And my favorite producers of all time, I would say, are DJ Premier, Eric Sermon, and RZA from the Wu-Tang. And I would say, what's his name, Alchemist from Mobb Deep. I love Mobb Deep. There's so many hot producers out there that have inspired me, but I take my style and I add it to the mix. And, I would say that on the whole, as a lyricist, I sound the most like the late great guru of Gangsta. But from a producer standpoint, I have a sound all of my own.
Okay. So what's the whole premise, the whole concept it takes for a song, between the thought of it to the mastering to the finished product? What's the whole process behind that? Do you just make the beat and write lyrics according to it, or do you just...
Yeah, I generally make the track first, and then I write the lyrics to it. So what I usually start with a drum beat, bass, then I start to add the rhythm track. So you're adding pianos, you're adding organs, you're adding harp, you're adding guitars. And then on top of that, you're going to add some frill on the left and the right, some sound effects. And at the end of the day, you get a hot track, maybe add some samples, do some scratching, whatever. And then I usually write the lyrics right to it. Like, I could come up with the concept for a track, and then I make sure I mold the lyrics over it so that it doesn't sound, like, I know a lot of MCs, they fill their notebooks full of shit, and then they just come and hear a beat and start spitting. That's cool if that's your style, but I can't do that. Like, for me, I got to hear it when I'm writing it and mold it to it.
Okay. So let's check out this Starving Artist track. You produced this one as well, right?
Absolutely. Well, my buddy Cam C. Watson did the guitars.
Okay. We're definitely going to get to that and find out how this whole pairing took place. Shout out to the KMC Watson. Shout out to Jenna Black. Pre-game radio, Starving Artist, the homie out of Mental in the Building. Shout out to Canada, Ontario. This is kind of cool. Ab in the Building, of course, and we'll be right back.
I flow clever and say whatever comes off the top of my mind. Declining ear and you will find that you can learn so much from just a simple little rhyme. Even haters say they love my shit all of the time, cause I open up books and blow the dust off, clear my throat and float a bit before I bust off. I'm giving birth to new creations out of nothing, delivering the goods in northern hoods and loving every minute of my lifetime. Have the right lines with white wine, send it through the pipeline. It's like a party as a starving artist. We work the hardest, but Joe, we go the farthest, cause we learn so much about the process of bringing it from thought to finish. So even if funds diminish, I'll accept no limit, cause I'm a hip hop head until the day that I die. And with my understanding in my studio, I got an infinite supply of hip hop. Rhyming over beats unique. Hip hop, bringing the vibe to the street with hip hop. Can't believe it, I love this shit so much, my heart's
It's always been that way from the start. So take it from me that the best artists are those who do it for free, but only sell to keep moving their beats for the public who love it, who benefit from it, who scramble for a chance to keep the hot shit coming from the oven so the culture can live on forever. So we can keep bumping till dawn, until we're dead, they're gone, and pass it on to our children so they can keep building and spread it to the corners of the earth if God's willing to use it as a means to teach wisdom. Make a preparation for the spirit as they listen to the rhythm. Some will make a living from the legacy you leave. My advice is you can do it if you only believe. If you stay upon the scene and say the things you mean, with focus you can tackle your dream. Nah, I mean, hip-hop, rhyming over beats unique. Hip-hop, bringing the vibe to the street with hip-hop. Weather sounding good or sweet, I can't believe it. I love this shit so much, my heart's bleeding. Hip-hop.
Pre-game radio, Adamantle with Starving Artists. Yo, that shit,
oh,
that shit was
yeah.
That shit was
yeah.
What did you think?
I like the joint. I like the music. What the song to me, what it could have did without was the guy in the background. You know, he I don't know, it just sounded like he was in pain. It just didn't, you know, the record didn't need it. It was hot. I could understand wanting to have, wanting
well,
to sound
a little interlude in the middle, right?
You know, I understand wanting him to, you know, to sound melodic, but you didn't need that. It didn't even need him. It was hot without him.
All right.
That background didn't need it. But overall, I like the joint. I could definitely hear myself playing it again, you know, for my own personal enjoyment. So, not a thumbs up from me with that one.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, tell me, how did the whole link up between you and Cam C. Watson work?
Well, you know, that's a funny story. This is Cam C. here, and we worked with each other outside of the music business. For several years, and you know, he had to take care of some business. I had to take care of some business, and we started talking music, and we started playing, and the passion just came back, and when we started getting together in the studio, we kept on pulling this incredible music out of
it. It's magic when we work together.
Like, we work so quickly together, and when we pull something out, it just happens, and we look at each other, and we just start laughing like, you know, like kids, you know.
Right. Now, one thing, back to the track real quick, one thing I definitely liked about it, it was just straight to the point. There was no 30 or 45 seconds of, I got this, and I can send all the ghouls at you, and I got 6 chains and 4 bracelets and, you know, it was none of that. It was straight music, straight to the lyrics, and that was it.
But, yeah, it's funny because I remember, you know, so many times I've heard, you know, people going, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, and all that. I always used to joke, cause I'm actually originally born in Mississauga, close to Toronto, Ontario. So I'd always joke, Saga, so said Saga. You know, I don't want to be like, you know, talking all this shit at the beginning of my track. I just want to have a nice musical intro and then just come in and rip it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Now, how is the whole scene out there in Ontario? You know, how is it different, you know, in your opinion, to the States? I don't know if you've been to the States, experienced hip-hop down here, but how is the scene over there, like, are they all mostly for the old school, or are they more to the recent commercial music now?
I would say that hip-hop in Canada has its own kind of flavor. Like I've said before, that there are T-shirts out there that says, hip-hop ain't dead, it just lives up north. And there are so many artists out here, there's so much unsigned talent. I would think, you know, the biggest artists up here are, of course, Drake. He's most successful on an international level. But Classified for me is my favorite. He's a huge success up here. Just dropped an album recently. We got Decisive. We got Sunreal. We got Chaclair. We got Rascals back in the day. We got so many artists up here. And the hip-hop scene is really strong. Like, for me personally, I'm just coming back on it in the last year or so. So I'm about to make my presence known. You know what I'm saying?
Now, have you guys been down to New York or to the States at all for a performance, to record anything like that yet?
No, not yet. Not on a professional level. I mean, I've been to Manhattan before on a tourist level, but I've never been down there to check out the scene musically. Of course, they always say, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
That's definitely the case. You know, so what are your thoughts on the commercial side of, you know, now? Because the people named, you know, Tyler and Carmen, they were mostly underground conscious rap. But what do you feel about the current commercial rap, the Trinidad James and these Coke Boys and all of these guys?
Well, you know, the music industry is really vast, especially nowadays. I mean, back in the day, you didn't have online piracy, you didn't have MP3 downloads, you didn't have iTunes. Everything was buying CD media, and album sales counted a lot for everything. Nowadays, everybody is, you know, the internet is a huge place for independent artists to come out and make their presence known, get established on YouTube, Twitter, and all the rest. As far as artists like Talib Kweli and all those guys, dude, I've seen Kweli twice in concert. I'm a big fan. I've been listening to him since back in my university days. I would say that the hip-hop scene up in Canada has probably got like an East Coast kind of vibe to it, you know, like a New York kind of. We don't have as much of a West Coast vibe, although, you know, I'm sure there's some artists out there that would prove me as exceptions. But from the people that I listen to, that's the kind of influence that they feel. You know, even back in my university days, I remember seeing Chaclair live and the kind of show that he brought, man, it was so hype. We had a sea of people with their hands in the air, and the hype was ridiculous. So, you know, even from back in the day all the way through the present, there's a very live and hype Canadian scene.
Okay, so out of all the places, where would you want to perform? Like, what would be your pinnacle of your career if you performed there?
I had never really given that much thought. I probably want to go downtown Toronto. I mean, obviously at the Rogers Centre, that would be the biggest venue here in Canada. Toronto's the biggest city in our country, and we have the livest scene here. Even when the UFC came to Toronto, it was the largest crowd they ever seen. So to come into the Rogers Centre and perform there, that would be the pinnacle.
Well, just it's Cam here. Just from a promotional standpoint, what we're going to try to do is we've started off local, and you know, in this day and age of the internet, we can add a lot of interest from, like, we're getting responses from all over the world, and what we're going to do is we're going to build this thing from the local ground, and we're going to work our way up that way, and you know, just see what happens. It's, you know, little by little, right?
That's definitely what it is. Well, you guys, so, you know, it's off the one track. I heard of having a pretty good start at it. You know, so I said,
"What track from the vault of many?"
You know, we just don't have enough time to get all the material that we have out. You know, we're always looking for extra time. Like, you know, we've really tried to take the concept of independent artists as far as we can possibly go with it. And for example, you know, like we built our own studio. Like, we literally drove to Home Depot and picked up the materials and built our own studio, and we have our own green screen, and we were filming a video tonight, you know, and we're gonna go at it again tomorrow night, and we just
working hard,
just
man, grinding,
working and working and working. We have promoters, like, we have wonderful people like Jenna Black that are, you know, on our side, and she's been wonderful,
just helping us reach a wider audience.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not necessarily in this for the fame or the shine. Like, I love music for its own sake, but at the same time, it's very satisfying when you get a chance to share what you work so hard on and get some appreciation from your audience. So it's always exciting to push this out and try to reach the widest audience, and that's what we aim to do.
And beyond the hype, You know, like, I mean, hype is part of the industry. There's a lot of really important messages that Out of Mental wants to get out to the world, you know. Some good, you know, very positive messages.
Okay. So now let's get to another track. Let's get to, Reach Out and Grab. Tell us about that one.
Reach Out and Grab is a really great track that I wrote way back in the day. It's about my undying love for hip-hop music and the fact that I do this right from the love of my heart, and I'm going to never give up. It's something that I feel very empowered to express myself. Like, I've gone to the effort of learning all of the aspects. Like, for example, I ain't just another brother looking for shine. I got a passion for production and design. This shit's all mine. I bought the beat, the lyrics, mind, body, and spirit. Became an engineer, so when I spit, you could hear it. So I try to bring it from all angles and let people know exactly what's going down. And I hope that people feel inspired by this track, because it's just about bringing it and never giving up.
All right, well, Stephanie, so we're going to get into it. 347-857-4302. Shout out to everyone on Twitter. How's your head game on the check-in? Shout out to Glamour Chick 81, saying she's Doug Starr, an artist.
Hey, Brooklyn.
What's good?
Can I just shout out a couple of my websites?
Sure, go ahead. Get your blood going.
Hey, y'all, you can reach me at youtube.com/adamantalhiphop. You can reach me at facebook.com/adamantalhiphop. Twitter at adamantal. My website is www.adamantal.com. And as well, I'm on Reverb Nation/adamantal. Much love to Brooklyn Black and Pregame Radio. Keep it going.
So we're going to get into it. Reach out and grab it. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I just want to mess around in the lab. Forget about the pressure and noise, just reach out and grab this microphone and get in the zone of these musical textures and get lost deep in lectures. Affection for this selection and nothing but coming through the speakers like what? I ain't just another brother looking for shine. I got a passion for production and design. This shit's all mine. I brought the beat, the lyrics, mind, body, and spirit. Became an engineer, so when I spit, you could hear it. Held up in this dungeon at times for days. I've got to chase it and blaze it till shit sounds amazing. Face it, Rome wasn't built in a day. You never get on the mic unless I got something to say. And that comes from learning and education with dedication and patience. No hesitation, y'all. I got to reach out and grab the world by the balls. If people shut doors, I'm gonna tear down walls. I'm gonna get out and push if my engine stalls. And if I fall, I'm telling you, we'll get up or crawl. Cause I'm a
never give up.
Yeah, cause I
believe myself.
My dream, I'm doing it, non-stop pursuing it. Wake up every day, you get to it. Always search for truth, to study and review it. Till from abundance of heart, I can spew it like fluid. Every day, store away treasures of permanence. Becoming and loving it, surviving by the grace of God's covenant. I got my eye on the prize and I'ma win it. Pushing myself to the limit for more than a minute, because I know that my potential's infinite, and I'ma live it till the day I die. Then when I look back, the sight'll satisfy. I'll know inside that at least I tried wholeheartedly, with faith flowing through my arteries. As a part of me, I'm ready with steady aim to press towards this odyssey, cause I can hear my destiny calling me, saying follow me. I know it's gonna take all of me, but hey, I got to reach out and grab the world by the balls. If people shut doors, I'm gonna tear down walls. I'm gonna get out and push if my engine stalls. And if I fall, I'm telling you, we'll get up or crawl. Cause I'm a
never give up.
Yeah, cause I
believe in myself.
Pregame Radio, we're back in the building, 347-857-4302. Pregame underscore radio on that Twitter bird. We got the homie Adamantal and Cam Watson in the building.
Hey, yo, what's going on, Pregame Radio? Much love to Brooklyn Black.
reach out and grab. It definitely was a one of those motivational type of joints. You know, I dig it. Served its purpose. It definitely helps balance out between all of the Molly popping and all gold discs and all this other stuff that's, you know, being played now. Even though if you listen, some of it may be aight, but you know, it kind of balances it out the BS. What did you think about it?
Yeah. I would have to listen to it again. The first time I'm not really feeling this one as much as the first track. The first one was hot. This one, I understand where he was trying to go, but he didn't sound as enthused about it as the title would relay. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you're telling people, of course, to, you know, no matter what, keep doing what you believe in, you know, your heart that you want to do, but he just didn't sound excited about doing it. That's just my opinion.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right.
So, you got tons and tons of songs, and you're on Reverb Nation.
Yeah, man,
What's the next project?
The next project is Shrapnel. It's a track I did with my buddy here, Cam C. Watson. He's a guitarist. He laid down a really sick guitar twang on that. And then he helped me with the chorus, and we ended up bringing it. And it's just really it's an opportunity for us to show exactly what our style is and how we want to bring it. And I think that musically it brings a little more energy than the other tracks that we've had so far. So I think, you know, like, I'm a philosopher. I study philosophy at the university level, and as a lyricist, I try to bring all this conscious stuff, but at the same time, once in a while, I just want to bring it hot and celebrate and have some fun. And I think that the two songs that you guys just played are a little on the slower side, but there's a lot of a faster, higher tempo, higher energy tracks to come. And the next track, Shrapnel, is one of those.
And that's the video we're working on right now, and we hope to have that out fairly soon. And we sent Shrapnel over to you as well.
Right. We definitely got that. We're gonna get into it.
All right. Well, that's gonna be a world premiere because that's unreleased.
Oh, okay. So we're definitely gonna send a tweet out and let anybody know we got another world premiere on pregame radio going down in a couple minutes. You know. So when everything's said and done, you know, the last of the Adamantle Cam C. Watson catalog has been released. And it's all said and done. What the one thing you want your music, your whole legacy, your career to be synonymous with is what word?
I hope that people are going to not only feel the music and trip out on it the way that I did and have the kind of, you know, euphoric experiences that I've had on it, but I want them to learn something from it. I want them to relate to me and reflect on what's real in life. My music is, you know, like, I'm not trying to become famous or bling bling this or that. I come very raw and authentic and real, and I try to bring it exactly how I feel. And you know, it's never been for me about the fame or the radios or the interviews. At the end of the day, I did this for me. I really am, you know, a true musician in the sense that I do it for the music. To me, the pinnacle moment of the whole process, of all of it from A to Z, is at the end of the night when you finished recording a track and you listen to that and go, oh, fuck, man, that was sick. And that is what it's all about for me. So, you know, I just want to be able to share that with the widest audience that I can. You know, it's not about becoming famous. It's about connecting with like-minded people or people that are going to catch what I'm throwing. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so let's check out Shrapnel. 347-857-4302, pregame radio. Adamantle Cam C. Watson in the building. So we'll be right back.
Now
that we shown you how we rock the spot with raw talent unlocking the melodic hip hop. We got that hot shit and can drop on any topic. The philosophical prophet with that knowledge of the way to put together unbelievable tracks with inspiration. Blazing this shit, no hesitation. We raising the bar on urban instrumentation. Adamantal and C, superb manifestation of the will to create the most incredible creations and hustle every day to make an amazing sensation. Transmit to every station on earth so everybody has a chance to get immersed until they burst. But even when me and C is straight chilling, every time we get together it's like magic, we killing it. And the end result is so toxic, they feeling it, concoction is thrilling. While I'm spilling my guts, it's like, and we do it like that, y'all. Adamantal and C on the track, y'all. I'm back, y'all, back on the scene, it's adamantal. Bringing the track back to the core essentials. I'm here to back slap ya with every sample. The beat vandal be hitting it from every angle. I handle my business from beginning to finish. Take a simple drum beat and find the rhythm within it. Then I pop it and skin it and hang it up on the ceiling till I'm ready to scorch. And it's time for the unveiling of a masterpiece. Then ascend it to the master of disaster seat. I take the last of the track and mix crack ecstasy. Why you looking at me? This creative process is destiny, so stop grilling me and embrace the thrilling beat. My skill is so ill that I instill the will and feeling in those that thirst and seek after the wisdom of Adamantal Productions. I'll be busting these beats from dawn to dusk, and we do it like that, y'all. Adamantal and C on the track, y'all. We're bringing the bomb beats back, y'all. And when it drops, boom, through the shrapnel.
Pre-game radio, we're back in the building. That was Trapnel. Let me ask you a question, Adamantal. When you are in the studio and you're recording, right? Are you reading it? Are you reading it off the pad?
Usually, I've just written it that very same night. So yeah, I'll be referring to it. But when I write it, I make sure that I write it to the track so that I know exactly how every syllable is going to land. And then I'm just referring to it. But usually by the end of it, I have it all memorized and I just rip.
All right, well, the beat on this one was cool. It just sounded like you were actually reading off of the off of your pad. Like it was really like structured, like you was reading it, like you might have had periods in there and commas, and you would have the pauses and things like that. Like it wasn't a flow to it. It was more like you were reading, you know, just reciting the poem over a beat.
You know, it's funny with that track compared to the other two. I actually didn't edit it at all. That's just me stepping up and hitting it unedited with all the breaths and everything else. So it probably came off a little more real that way.
Like I said, everything was cool. Like it just sounded as if you were just reading to a beat.
All right.
All right, but like I said, we got Adamantal, from the Great White North, holding it down. You know, I know, you know, our snowstorm probably is nothing compared to what you guys experience on a frequent basis, right?
Yeah, we got the snow pretty good up here, yeah.
Yeah, we probably got hit with like 2 feet.
Shoot. And that's where you guys got get the snowmobiles and shit popping.
No doubt.
But definitely. All in all, like I said, the tracks are good. Your production is solid. I see you do actually. You think about what you write. You know, like I said, you just sounds like it's you read like there's no flow, no personality to it. You know what I'm saying on that? Just that. That one track, but you know, overall, yeah, cool. Now, I said it earlier in the show, and you had said it yourself, you reference yourself to be kind of like guru.
Yeah.
Not yet.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's a real big. That's a real big
for sure.
Statement.
Guru is an incredible figure.
You know, like, yo, the confidence level, respect it, but not there yet.
All right, well, you just wait and see what's coming.
You know, exactly. You know.
Oh, we're never gonna give up, man.
You know, exactly. You know, it's a great aspiration. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, people who you said influenced you and who you listen to. You know what I'm saying? That's real respectful. That's real commendable. And you to give yourself that type of golden hit, that's awesome. But you're not there yet.
All right, well, thanks. Appreciate that.
Not yet. All right, have you got any questions for Adamantle or KMC Watson?
I'm curious as to how he got his name.
Well, previously, I actually recorded my first probably 10 or 15 tracks under the name Adamant. And then I was working with another artist at the time, and he always used to call my instrumentals Adamantles, as in adamant and instrumentals. And because I have so many beats, and I think my beats have a certain style to them because of the way that I play, that there's sort of a, you know, after you've heard, you know, a good dozen or so, you get a flavor for my style, that's what's Adamantles.
Okay, that last track we heard, that was actually a world premiere, right?
That sure was.
That you know, it put me in the mind. I don't know if you're familiar with an artist by the name of Rampage. He had a song out back in maybe, I don't know, 91, 92-ish, and it was called Wild for the Night. You know, he was down with the whole Flipmo squad with Busta Rhymes.
I know. I remember.
Yeah. And that music, it put me in the mind of that. So that was a definite plus. It definitely was. But yeah, you did, like Brooklyn Black said, it did sound more like you were reading it instead of feeling it. You know what I mean? But the music was definitely tight. The production was definitely tight.
Well, thank you.
All right.
So you got the track strap now. So that's the new project, that's the new push, that's the new direction right now. Is there a mixtape, an album coming?
We actually recorded the video for Shrapnel tonight, right before we came on here. And the footage is looking really sick. Can't wait to edit it. And I'm going to be releasing my debut album by summer this year. I already got more than enough tracks to choose from, so we just got to sit down and figure out what the flow is, master it, and get ready to rock.
Okay.
Who producing the video?
We are. I have an HD cam, and I went and rented a pile of gear, and we got all the lighting set up, and we got a green screen and a black screen, and we got the strobe lights, and everything's all set up. So it's all
that's
independent.
So you guys are like a real, you know, not just an artist, but you're like a total production company.
Absolutely, for our own material, because for me, I'm not a control freak or anything like that, but I like to have control over the creative process. So at the end of the day, what I envision, I can bring to life. And if I have my hand in all pieces, like I made my own website, I know HTML, I do Photoshop, I do all my graphic design, I do video editing, I have all my own equipment. We got the green screen, the black screen, we got the studio, all the equipment. I don't want any obstacles standing in my way. And if you have to pay people all the time to make this stuff happen, then that becomes, you know, financially prohibitive when you're on an independent level. So at this point, I just want to make it happen.
Yeah. Every project that we work on, like from building the studio, we would spend hours and hours researching on how to do it and looking at different angles and different ways that we can make it happen. And so we research everything, and then we just we execute. We make it happen.
From a production standpoint, what did you think about the Super Bowl, the halftime show?
I'm a big fan of Beyonce. I thought she did a great job. I thought it was great that she brought on Destiny's Child. I thought it was incredible the way they set up the stage and had it shaped like two faces coming in from the sides. it was very impressive. I always look at the Super Bowl show every year as an example of, you know, this is what the top players in the game are doing. And it's, it, you know, you take notes and take a learn, like, this is where eventually, I mean, if you ever were to ever get that big, you'd want it to be on that level, but that's a ways off.
Okay. So, fellas, you got any other shout-outs, anybody you want to give a big up to? You know, broadcasting for Brooklyn, New York, you know, you guys are international.
Well, I just want to let people know where they can find us if they want to hear more. I'm on YouTube /Adamantle Hip Hop. My Facebook page is facebook.com/Adamantle Hip Hop. I'm on Twitter @Adamantle and on Reverb Nation /Adamantle as well. My website is www.adamantle.com.
I want to just put a shout out to the Believers out there, our growing fan base. And in particular, I want to put a shout out to Jenna Black and also, we want to put a shout out to Rock Runner Radio, and also for, to Donna McClanahan as well.
All right, so KMC, do you have anywhere where you can where your stuff can be viewed and listened to?
That's coming. That's coming. Yeah, for sure. Like right now, you know, my focus right now is in supporting my my partner Adamantle, and but yeah, that's coming. I'll be working on my own project, releasing an album. I come from a sort of a blues background, and I try to play sort of a melodic style, and so it seems to be working very well with the Adamantle approach. So yeah, that's coming, but yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. Now, Adamantle, you know, it's customary when artists come on Free Game Radio, you know, to... you know, spit for us a little bit. Now, Ev has constructed a small set of guidelines that the artist must follow. You know, and it's simple. So without further ado, Ev, I'm going to let you tell him the guidelines.
Okay. It's quite easy. All that we ask is that you incorporate current events, something that's going on now, the pregame radio show, anything we just talked about, just so that we know that, you know, it's hot coming off the top of your head now and not hot from when you wrote it 2 years ago.
Well, I am more of a written, but I'll give it my best.
Yeah, y'all, right. just 30 seconds.
All right, y'all. It's Adamantle just chilling from the north, man. I'm bringing my best, and I be killing it all the time. Do it with pre-game radio, Brooklyn Black, and I ain't a freestyle MC, but doesn't matter. I bring it back and do it from the break of dawn, and I be doing this shit it's on. Man, I'm going to smoke a spliff and let you know what's going on if you want to listen to this shit, man. What's going down, y'all? Sorry,
you know,
I'm not a freestyler.
You did good. You know what? You had attitude with that. See, that was the difference with the last track. You was feeling what you just said, regardless of what you think. You were feeling it, and it came across in how you sounded. So that's what I'm talking about. So you don't have to be the best, but that was good. That was
good.
I
appreciate that.
Yeah, I feel love in your advice for sure.
Right.
I appreciate your support, and I like the criticism, you know. I don't pretend to be perfect, so I like to hear somebody else's perception, you know what I'm saying?
All right, and believe it, coming from pregame is not criticism. It's just like you sitting down with a family member and saying, hey, what you think about that? And they're giving you their honest opinion.
That's all I want, man.
Them.
No, don't need any fake groupies. I just want the real, honest, hot shit.
That's right. That's right. There you go.
There you go. So shout-out to Adamantle, shout-out to KMC Watson. Thank you, fellas, for coming through. So anytime you guys, you know, come out some more stuff, definitely, you know, keep in contact and have you guys come back with some new stuff and definitely keep it going.
Thank you so much for the opportunity supporting Canadian hip-hop. Much love from up here in the north, Kitchener, Ontario. It's Adamantle and KMC Watson supporting Brooklyn Black and pregame radio.
All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Right, thanks. Much love. Good night.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good one. Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. And it's funny, Ev, that you mentioned Rampage. You know why? Because I got new music from Rampage.
Is that so?
I got new music from Rampage.
Wow. You know what? That is something, isn't it? Wasn't we just listening to his joint from back in the 90s with Billy Wood? Who was that chick named? Billy Woodruff or something like that?
That's the director.
Well, nah, okay, well, it was, well, maybe she was a background singer before the director, I don't know. But is he still with Flip Mode?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yo, that's a tight knit fam right there. Shout out to Flip Mode Squad. What up? Rod, you my girl. My girl, baby. You putting, your old shit will put all these new bitches shit to shame. Real talk.
And we about to get into it. This is his new joint called Motivated, featuring T-Pain. On Pre-Game Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast. And the beat goes, I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bruh.
Refuse to lose. I'm in these streets, son. I'm making major moves. I will never lose. I'm on my grind, dog. I got this gun up in my waist. That's on my mind, dog. I'm from Flatbush. Just how the gap push. Don't make me come to the air and have y'all niggas shook. Now say if I go again, I'm here to get it in. And everybody in my circle, yo, we plot to win. Get up out that bin. Take them Gucci lens. And this bullet in your chest gonna snatch it when you here to meet your maker. Dog, I'm about this paper. I'm on my money, no time for these haters.
You trying to sleep? If you a dog, then I'm a beast. And the beat goes, I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bruh.
Your face hot. I ain't playing, y'all. I'm on the block, y'all. I got that street work. They call me Rockstar. I got them Ziplocs. I got them big jaws. I got a stash house. Mommy, big draw. I don't talk to cops. I don't talk to feds. I got a few clients. I got a few heads. I got open cases. I had to cut the dread. I was stressed. I'm on my third leg. I gotta really hustle. I gotta show my muscle. And if you stop my flow, dog, I'ma really touch you.
You trying to sleep? If you a dog, then I'm a beast. And the beat goes, I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bruh.
Word up. Let me just fuck up your mind, please.
Hey, yo. Yo.
Let me fuck up your mind.
All time. Showing you the rhythm. As I hit record, get raw. Yeah, I'm the man. Yeah, I'm in order. Let me roar. It's about to rise. It's much more. So, yo. One more time. I come. I'm knucklehead. So that make you act real dumb. Yo. I burnt your food like Lawrence. Run up in your grip like my name was Serge Warren. Shut your mouth, nigga. Don't you complain. Fix you up, fix you with cuts like propane. Ooh, insane to your brain. Right on your debauches, I leave my shit stay. I'll be the most equipped by overdosing. I'm stepping over shit like I need the most it. Six lyrics like multiple sclerosis. Multiple while I display slow ferocious. Weak niggas just fall and keep tumbling. Distribute lyrics like
I'm hand to hand. Cut the lane. Hardcore like Red Dog, Miss Raw. Fuck what you heard, you ain't heard this before. I make sure everything we make raw. 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 Yo, when I step in the place, I leave damages. Love bandages on pussy from miscarriages. Yo, watch me bring the newest recipe. Fuck you up quick and condemn you all with leprosy. Let me hit you with clothes that I'm wearing. Send you home and make you lie about your area. Niggas can't see my routine. When I round up, I flip more niggas and get cream. And you know what the fuck I mean. Now I'm on the scene, stepping through like me, Joe Green. How I making you feel the extreme. Till I rock you out and turn on my real high beam. Oh shit, now I got your brain fried. Once you inhale the smoke on my flow, carbon monoxide. Use your imagination, let me take you higher. Great hell, no earthquake, earth, wind, and fire. Yo, that's the dirt, get on the floor. I'm that outlaw, nigga, living right next door. You should just roll out the red carpet or move it target. I got you open like supermarket. Yo, yo, there's only 5 years left. Why niggas is scared to death? You read their last breath. The heat of my life goes on. When it's on, I make you feel my proton, neutron, and electron. Yo, I be the number one icon. Word to the holy Quran. I rock on and on, on and on.
Like, what's that other shit they had with the hands go up? And they say that. And they say that. That's what that shit sounded like. That's just what it sounded like to me. I'm not hype about it at the moment. Maybe later on down the line. But, no, I'm not hype about it at all. Yeah. Just to let you know, I'm not on no bullshit tonight. I'm just, you know, I got to call it.
But no, this is regular classic Ab, you know. It's,
you know, just it is.
This
is
how
is.
You be exactly. It's all it's gonna be. That's all. This is you.
Right. Yeah, son. So word up. You know, you really should pay some raw digger. You know, if you tell me that you don't have any raw digger, son. The next time I lay eyes on you, I'm going to lay paws on you, too. So I'm going to have to fuck you up. I mean, for you to not have any raw digger is just blasphemy, son. If you have Nicki Minaj and you don't have raw digger, son, you, oh, man, you really need to get fucked up behind that shit.
Yo. Damn, it's like that. Like, you're going to have, like, it's. Does it have to come to violence?
Yes. Yes, this shit is serious. You don't fuck around with the music, right? We don't fuck around with shit like that. We're serious about this.
And if you, if, oh, man, if you really telling me that you got Nicki Minaj, you don't have no Rod Digger, son, I, you know, we're going to have a staff meeting.
We have what?
We're going to have a staff meeting.
A staff
meeting? We're going to have a round table. We're going to have a round table. Because, nah, son, there's something seriously wrong if that's the situation, son.
That's not the situation, son.
So you telling me you got some Rod Digger, son?
Son, I'm not Rod Digger, son.
You know what? Good for you, son. I would have hated to have been you if you didn't have it.
Chill, son. I got
it. I'll get you it.
I'm waiting for it to load up, yo.
Well,
you know,
in the meantime, let's just talk about my girl, Lindsay. So, apparently...
Yeah, that's your girl, Lindsay, son.
Apparently, she got kicked out of her family home. Her mother has lost that home to foreclosure. I'm still gathering details on the situation, because, you know, Lindsay's my girl. But, you know, if that is the case, oh, man, Lynn, you know, I would hate to pull into a 7-Eleven and find you working there. You know, apparently you're uninsurable. You know, that's why you're not getting any work. People don't want to, you know, insure you because you have such a volatile personality. Nobody knows what to expect from you, and so you're not getting any work. I saw that Liz and Dick thing. Well, I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm not even gonna lie, but I glanced at it. I didn't like it. I can't think of anything that you've been in lately that is even worth really checking out.
She's really good in Machete. I liked her in Machete.
You liked her in what?
Machete.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to check that out again, but, something's going on, and you really need to take a break from this whole entertainment thing and get yourself together, you know. Quit with the booze and the drugs and, you know, the reckless driving and, you know, just relax. Get your shit together. You need a vacation, Lynn. Okay? You need to go on vacation. All right? Okay, boo-boo? All right.
We still love you, though.
We care. I don't know about all that. We care about you, Lynn.
Hey, I love Lindsay.
Oh, I love shit. I love Lindsay. So I didn't get a chance actually. Okay, first of all, I didn't watch the Super Bowl. You know, okay, yeah, boobies, whatever. I didn't watch it. I didn't tune in to watch the halftime show. But I will say this, it wasn't a Destiny's Child reunion. You want a Destiny's Child reunion, then LaToya Luckett and Latavia, whatever her last name is, they should have been up there performing too. Now that would have been a Destiny's Child reunion. And while I don't really condone how Keisha Cole did it, I do understand what she's saying about Michelle. Michelle does have a tendency to sometimes throw the performance. She's a little off-key. So, I mean, I wouldn't have went at her on Twitter like that. You know, I wouldn't have did that. That's just not necessary. That's an opinion she could have kept to herself. But it is one that I do understand. So... with that being said, that's it.
Oh, man. But it's true. Keisha Cole
shouldn't have really said anything because I don't even think her last album did anything. Like, I don't even think that shit went gold.
Yeah, and, you know, real talk, Isha, I was watching your video the other day, Trust and Believe. Why everybody always doing you wrong, Keisha? Why is your video always about you getting upset and crying and you chasing some niggas, niggas chasing you? I mean, can't shit just go good for you? Yeah, I mean, for once, can some shit be good? You're married now. You got your baby. I mean, maybe your songs should start reflecting that instead of this wounded chick bullshit. I mean, Mary J. did it years ago. It's time for, you know, new stick. I don't know. I guess maybe. Maybe you should go into productions or something. Because, you know, you can sing, but I've heard you, your voice crack a couple of times or two under pressure. So, you know, those in glass houses, yeah. Or stones and shit. But that's just, once again, that's just my opinion. Shout out to the city of New Orleans. I don't know how the fuck your lights went out during Super Bowl. I found that to be quite hilarious. All the lights didn't go out. It was just a section of light. And I believe that probably was just an overload. Let's not forget, a few years ago, people were living in that stadium because they had nowhere else to go after Katrina. So considering the fact that it's even in the condition that it's in now, you know, it's no easy feat. So let's give the people of New Orleans, you know, give them a shout out, you know?
I'm saying it's true, but, you know, you're supposed to make sure everything is A-okay. Shit like that's not supposed to happen.
Well, I mean, how do you ensure, how do you actually ensure that the lights don't go out? The lights going out alerted them to what is a problem, and they were able to fix the problem, and so the lights came back on. So the lights needed to go out in order for the problem to be addressed. I mean, you know, I wouldn't, as a city, I wouldn't be embarrassed. These are one of those things that, you know, shit happens. There are a lot of things that go on in our daily lives that we really, to some degree, have no control over. You know, so, I mean, that's the lights going out was one of those things. I don't think it was because Beyonce is such an electrifying performer or whatever the hell her husband put on his Twitter. They start starting to get sick of him. Beyonce, real talk, show the baby face, yo. Show the baby face. Ain't nobody gonna take your baby and like into your baby. You know, you're sharing everything else. Just show a picture of the kid. That's it. That's all we ask. Stop with the silhouettes and the teasers and the side profiles and all that. Cut it out. If that was the case, if you really didn't want anybody to know, then you should have never told anybody you was pregnant. You could have just went on vacation, disappeared for a couple of months. We would have thought that you were, you know, off the grid for a little while and, you know, recouping from touring or whatever it is. And then you could have just came back and, you know, nobody would have been here. And neither wiser. If that was the case, that's what you should have did. But to, you know, make it known, and then, you know, you don't want to share all of the baby. You share all of the baby with her. You know, not just, you know, images of the baby. Show all of the baby with us. Okay? Shit. No, but listen, that's what happens. It's a price you pay for, you know, being with you. Your life is on display, and people want to see. myself included. I really want to get a good look at that baby.
But what's the, you know, well, but what's the use? Well, not what's the use, like, you know, you got some reason to have a baby, but why even have little teasers and side views to say the baby? That don't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know, but
I can understand the need for privacy, and I'm not saying that they should have photographers snap in the baby's picture every time they come outside for a fresh air. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, you know, you can share this, even if it's just a pic. I mean, all the greats have done it. I mean, Jennifer Hudson and what's his name? What's the dude name?
Who, her husband?
Yeah, Punk. As I remember him from I Love New York. They show pictures of the baby. I mean, of course, you know, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt always show pictures of all their kids, their babies. I mean, Jessica Simpson did it. Even Shakira has come out with her. Congratulations to her on the birth of her new baby boy. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I know you want some things to remain private, and there are parts of your life that I'm sure regular average Joes will never know about, even though you did do a little documentary, but I'm sure there are other points in your life that the general public just doesn't know about. And, you know, actually, it's none of our business, but you had a baby, and that's sort of kind of, you know, public business. So, like I said, I just want to see a pic of the kid, you know? That's all. I'm starting to think something wrong with him. You know? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
And you know they're saying Kanye put a ring on it.
Yeah, who?
Kanye put a ring on it.
He engaged, he proposed. Oh, I think I'm going to soften in my mouth a little bit. You know, I just can't with that whole situation. And, you know, all of this. Shout out to Kris Jenner, Kris Kardashian Jenner, or however she has her name, for being a, yo, she is a real pimp. You know, I don't care what nobody say. Who's more pimp-tastic, her or Ryan Seacrest? Straight pimps. It's just ridiculous for them to be still making all of this money and to have all of this attention off of a fucking sex tape. And I believe that Ray J is doing some residuals. I really believe that Ray J is doing some money. If all of this is off of her part, her role in that tape, which, by the way, I have not seen. I don't know how I'm just corny like that. But he deserves some residuals as well. Wasn't he part of it? You know, didn't he set it up for me? He should get a little song for it. And, you know, and what a whore. It goes to show you that America loves whores. They do. The public, the world, not just America, the world loves whores. Who gets pregnant by another man while they're married to another man, whether it was that other man or not? She's still married to Kris Humphries, and you're probably pregnant with Kanye's baby, you know? And that's just real. That's just like school in the summer, son. No class.
I know you did not just use that old ass analogy.
Yo, I love that album. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That shit is a classic. You can't front on that one.
Oh, man. She's, wow.
Wow, son, like that just totally derailed my whole train of thought.
Well, your train of thought is that you want to give your shout outs and you want to say your weekly pregame mantra for fellas and ladies, because in a moment they are going to start initiating shutdown.
All right, so give a shout out to the pregame staff. Give a shout out also to the staff over at All Bars Radio. That show is doing real well. Like, you can check the social media feedback. I've posted pictures of it, but you can check the people that are really big in that show. So shout out to Nikki Bosch for that. Let's see. We got Apollonia in the building next week, next Friday, coming out of Long Island. You know, Brenda had a showcase, so definitely gonna have her in the building. And her performance was real dope. So we'll definitely check that out. And
I want to give a shout out. I have a shout out.
Okay.
I want to shout out my mother, whose birthday is coming up on Tuesday. I love you and thank you for being my mom. That's it.
So, indeed, and once again, people, thanks for tuning in to Pregame Radio. Fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clan. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive. And, you know, we'll catch you on the next go-round of Pregame Radio. And let you guys know we'll be rocking. We're out of here. Peace.
Deuces.